This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
French ball fall is upon us, and you need to be in the festive spirit. Light a candle, get some pumpkin spice, and make sure your balls look nice with the sponsors of today's show. Guess who they are? Manscaped. So nature may clear the leaves of their trees, but you'll need Manscaped's help to get you ready for the sweater weather. Get your pants puppies prepared for cupping season with a trim as refreshing as a fall breeze by going to manscaped.com and using code K100 for 20% off plus free shipping. So, it's getting chilly outside, so it's time for flannels and cozy socks, but we can't forget to trim your balls, okay? You've heard of them. I mean, a lot of our listeners, you know this is one of our favorite sponsors, but it's time for them to join the ones that haven't. It's time for them to join the 9 million men worldwide using Manscaped and get the kit that covers it all. The Performance Package 4.0. It's all you need. It starts with the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer with advanced skin safe technology that reduces nicks and cuts to make raking the leaves a lot less painful. Plus the lawnmower, it has a 7,000 RPM motor, a multifunction on-off switch that can engage a travel lock, and a built-in 4000K LED spotlight to help you see your parts of your body you haven't looked at in years. So once you've cleared the driveway, the Performance Package comes in hot with products to cool you down. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, I know Joe uses that and probably has to sleep with his wife.
Damn
and the
right.
Crop Reviver Ball Spray Toner, one to prevent stink and one to clear it up. And with a soothing aloe vera formula, move over pumpkin spice, fresh balls, and the smell of the season. So the Performance Package 4.0 caps off with two free gifts. Now, I'm not lying. The Manscaped boxers are the most comfortable boxers you'll ever wear. I mean, Cody, how many pairs you got? I've got like four pairs of these.
A lot. I wear them all the time. No, yeah. I got like 10. Yeah.
Yeah, the Shed Travel Bag. And it's a pretty cool bag to travel with. Perfect size. Got to put all the things in there. And that's one to hold your Manscaped goodies and one to hold your man goodies. So bring in the fall right and get 20% off and free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off. It's a great deal with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code K100. As the leaves fall, make sure you have it all with Manscaped.
The great thing about this, even though they say it's for your nether regions, you can use it on your arms, your legs, your chest, under your arms, your head. Obviously, use a different one. And, you know, comes with all sorts of deodorants and crop preservers. Joe used to suffer from swamp ass until he started to use the crop preserver. And
Light
now
saver.
He smells halfway decent.
Yeah.
This is a must have. So check it out. All three of us use it. All three of us swear by it. Stay groomed. Go to manscaped.com. Boom.
Next is from, this is an interesting one, from Forrester Grillo, and the subject is Tough Guys. Hey, K100, the latest Reliving the War by Wrestling Bios, he reviewed the Nitro that the first Bill Goldberg versus Scott Steiner match. Scott, I remember this too, this was in Sacramento, right? There's a good show too. Scott Steiner was a notorious hothead, legit badass, and while Bill Goldberg is one of the biggest self-marks in wrestling history, he was also well known for working stiff and thinking of himself as a big tough guy. My question is, from your memories, how did Goldberg and Steiner get along backstage? I simply cannot imagine Goldberg being dumb enough to act like a tough guy backstage with Steiner, and did they have any heat? Now, I know they had to have heat, okay? Because I know Scott Steiner was not happy about Bill breaking his face. Remember when he punched him in the face? And he
broke and he had to wear that mask.
Had to wear that mask, okay? But Steiner, you know, was very... when they came backstage, you know, I saw they were saying, that's cool, it's cool. But you know, Scott Steiner. But I'll say this, Goldberg had to meet with, had to have a meeting with Brad Siegel and his lawyer and Vince Russo and stuff like that, because Goldberg did not want to put over Steiner because he told Russo that's not believable.
Mm. What?
You didn't know this?
No, had his ego gotten so big that he thought that he couldn't do a job for Steiner at that time? I like Bill, bro, but you know,
I did too. But like,
they only wrestled two times.
I think what happened with Goldberg is the wrong guy's got in his ear and worked him up into a
It should be a privilege to lose to Scott Steiner, bro. He's one of the best to ever do it.
Well, he didn't think so. And
Scott Steiner was a fucking beast. Yeah. There was nobody on his level.
I couldn't believe it when Russo told me that story. So.
Yeah, with Goldberg, you may have heard this from Raven, but when he had the big match on Nitro with Raven, Raven was helping put the match together, of course. And he said to Bill, like, all right, I'm going to do this, and then we're going to hit you with the stop sign, and then you'll sell, and then you'll come. And Goldberg's like, well, I don't sell. And Raven's like, well, you got to sell. You know what? Just pretend you're in a real fight, and you just got hit. I wouldn't sell in a real fight either, is what Goldberg told himself.
Right.
Raven's like, I don't know.
If you would.
I give up.
Right. Yeah. Next is from Gary Hans. The subject is, am I a mark? Will Ospreay's been openly talking about his plan to come to an American company full time in 2024. Also on Twitter lately, Ospreay and Seth Rollins have been calling each other out. Now, am I just being a total mark and falling for two wrestlers, likely buddies, just having a running joke online? Do you think it's possible that Ospreay has or will sign with WWE and the plan for Rollins versus Ospreay is one? P.S. Because Seth Rollins' back injury angle backfire. He's been working on these great matches lately with Sami Zayn, Drew McIntyre, and Shinsuke with the angle that he's working with the bad back. So during his matches, he keeps taking all these crazy back bumps, and couldn't that actually lead to a genuine back injury? Again, I'm just a mark, so I don't know any of this stuff. He's doing stuff that he feels is safe.
Here's the thing with that back injury. If you're going to take crazy bumps, people are going to say, well, I thought his back was fucked up. So to give it legitimacy, you should have somebody hurt him. Let him go up for about a month or two, and then you can come back, you know, and say, hey, I'm recuperated or whatever. But they could be having a joke at the fans' expense. But why would you be doing that with somebody if you're going to another company?
Well, they had a real back and forth in 2019. And I think now it's probably just fucking off, you know, messing with the fans. But that's just what I think.
Well, if Ospreay goes there, I'm sure his first run will be with Rollins for the world title and probably win it.
That's what it should
be. Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, bro, the kid, he absolutely should be going to WWE. I mean, that's like,
you know, to me, and this is no knock on him, but he's 36 now or 37. How old is Kenny Omega, Joe? Can you check?
Yeah. Yeah, I think,
and he's been going at it for a long while and a very hard style. I think right now, this guy's the best wrestler.
Kenny's 40.
He's 40. And how old is Ospreay?
Ospreay's 30.
That's all.
Yeah, man.
Perfect age.
Yep.
Boy, he should have, yeah, he should absolutely.
These are his best years.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, his name was around forever. I'm sure, like, we heard about him with Ricochet, Conan. I probably knew about Ospreay forever. But I didn't really know of him until this year when he started doing AEW stuff. I mean, I knew of him, but I hadn't seen him. And yeah, man, this is it for him right now. This is his prime. He's great. He's great at everything at this point. Even his mic shit was great.
Yeah. Next is Tommaso.
I've seen him the first time, like maybe 10 years ago or 9 years ago. And then I think about 7 years ago, I went to PWG. Maybe Penta and Phoenix were working there that day. And I asked him if he would relocate to Mexico, but he didn't want to leave his girlfriend.
Next is Tommaso Garrison. Subject is to have the Marks finally lost it. News came out of the past few weeks that Bray Wyatt will not only be inducted into the 2024 Hall of Fame, but he'll likely be the cover star main story mode of the next WWE game, WWE 2K24. I don't think anyone would say it's not a fitting tribute to a guy who passed away so tragically young, and really, while not exactly the greatest in-ring performer of all time, he really did have a big impact during his short career. Here's my issue, though, guys. The marks like JD from New York, Inside the Ropes, and even Eric Bischoff's asshole butt buddy John Alba are all taking credit for it. These guys generally think that they have such a massive influence on the wrestling business that they think they are the reason for WWE doing the most obvious of things. Is this the worst case of Mark Delugi you've ever heard of? I haven't heard any of these guys say this.
I just looked it up. There's absolutely nothing in the news really about Bray going in. Now, he might go in, and maybe this guy saw it speculated about somewhere, but I don't see anything, you know. So
let's flag. Let's give the guy a yellow card for potential.
Definitely hasn't been announced or anything like that.
Right.
Here's the problem, bro. When, you know, there's no way 20 years ago, JD, I don't know who John Alba is, so I can't discuss him, but JD, because you showed me a video of him. He's the guy that had the weird shades that was cutting promos on us.
Yeah, with the beard.
That looked like New York Taylor Park trash, kind of. Well, yes. That guy, he, you know, and from what I understand, he's got a lot of followers,
yeah.
Just probably, you know, but these people... They wouldn't have even been in our business 20 years ago. You know what I'm saying? But now anybody can be in the business. Any Tom, Dick, and Harry, any fucking Yahoo, you know, can be in our fucking business. And they think they're a part of the business, which they're not. And I don't know what makes his opinion any better than anybody, any other fan. Is he funny?
He does like a New Yorker and he yells. And remember, he yelled about Cody leaving.
And the thing is, his takes, yeah, like you could like call his show like things that don't age well.
Right.
Like he's never like it's like, you know, like he'll say stuff and like that, and then like months later you go, how did that work out? You know
what? Maybe people find him entertaining. Like a lot of times I'll see Alex Jones, and even though he's talking bullshit, he's screaming with so much passion. You're like, this guy is ridiculous. Right. Do you not know you're on camera? Or maybe that's it. You do know you're on camera and you're going overboard because, you know, people like that. Who knows?
Right. He's the voice of the way too obsessed, because he's on his show yelling about Cody leaving for WWE and it's bullshit. And how could they? And all the people that feel that way watch JD and go, yeah, that's what I feel. You know, it's right. Just, he's a voice for that side of the fans.
That could be
he's you know, what a lot of fans aspire to be. Fans of the podcast. That's all it is. But the guy doesn't have any like inner knowledge or workings of the business. He's just
because he's never been in the business. Right, how would he?
But he does announcing for one of the shows.
That's why, like, when people say, "Hey, will you listen to my podcast?" I go, "Bro, I don't mean to be a dick, but what am I going to learn from you? You're a fan,
right?"
Hey, Mel, Bri here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey! If you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl! But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget. Just as soon as... Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
You're gonna love this one. Welcome to the show, new K100 sponsor, Get Blitzed. Now, since you like to get blitzed, Get Blitzed's unique line of product, created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo Thugs, include nano-infused THC Delta 9. Delta 9 is a real-deal THC. It's not that garbage they sell in the gas stations. The gas station, you know, that crap is garbage. Delta 9 is super potent, like THC on steroids. Has a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon. No hangover. So take a look at the revolutionary products. You go to getblitz.com and use the code K100 to get 15% off. And that's GETBLITZED.com. So, Joe, you've tried this product, right?
Yeah, I've been looking for the right kind of, you know, gummy. The stuff they sell at the smoke shops never really turns out well. So I found this, the Get Blitz stuff online, and I was interested because it had this Delta 9 syrup where, as you were describing, half a teaspoon or whatever. I used a bottle cap of this cherry Delta 9 syrup. I put it in a bottle of Sprite and just was chilling, drinking it and playing PS5. I was playing a little Grand Theft Auto. And before I knew it, I was having the best time playing the game. I was all chilled out, no stress, whatever. Plus, I wasn't tired. You know, it was just cool. It was just like, I didn't wake up drowsy or wake up still feeling it or anything. It was like this unique block of time where I was really enjoying myself.
Nice. So if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitz now at getblitz.com and use the code K100 to get 15% off. GETBLITZED.com. Order, enjoy, and let us know on Twitter or at K100questions@gmail.com how your experience was. That's 15% off with the code K100 at GETBLITZED.com. And they got great flavors like Blue Raz, Key Lime Pie, Pina Colada, Tiger's Blood, Cherry Delta, and Grape Delta. Cohen, I know you're going to check this out. I got the Pina Colada.
Nice.
Because I like Pina All Coladas right. and getting caught in the rain. If you're not into yoga and if you have half a brain, right?
So if you want to relax, check out this new product, Get Blitzed. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Next up, Matt Miller, subject is Meltzer numbers. Hey guys, I want to add some context to recent discussion regarding Meltzer subscriber numbers. For what it's worth, I remember reading somewhere during the Attitude Era, readership peaked at around 10,000, which if you think about it is $100,000 a month, an incredible revenue. Also, Joe, look this up. I don't know if these things are true. Look up Dave Meltzer's net worth.
Okay. This guy's email is based off the fact that we talked about this before. And remember, I told you guys that there's usually between 5 and 8. Yeah. So that's what he's given us clarity on.
Well, 10,000 in the Attitude Era is accurate. It's got to be way more now, right?
No, it's 5 to 8. 5 days.
Are you so that's accurate?
I would say so, but he explains a little bit here. Like the awards only get 1 to 2,000 votes.
Who explains it? Who explains
this guy? This guy Matt, the email.
Oh yeah, let me read. Yeah, so let me finish email. Yeah. Also remember that his yearly awards only get 1 to 2,000 votes. Anyway, so I don't get suspended. I'll ask a question. Where does Will Ospreay end up working in front of 2,000 fans at Rampage or signing with WWE? Love the show and the Patreon. Thanks, Matt. Yeah, we already talked about Will Ospreay.
Says,
I hope he works in WWE. Go ahead.
Yeah, it says Dave's worth 1.9 million.
Really?
Yeah.
That's all?
Yeah.
Bro, if
yeah.
he was getting 100K a month back in the Attitude Era, that's right. 1.2
million. He's a frugal
million.
Guy, bro. I've been to his crib. He's a frugal guy. And like the motherfuckers spending lavishly. He's worth more than that.
Right.
And if he's got 7,000 subscribers, he's making 70 to 80 grand a month now anyway. So, yeah.
And you add that up over $1 million a year for 30, 40, 45
years. Right, all the signings and shit that he does, like on WrestleMania and all the people that listen to his podcast that you got to pay. Right. He's getting paid, dude.
Yeah. He's got to be worth like $8, $9 million, I would imagine, at least.
But I think from the Attitude Era, from the Attitude Era on, I'm sure his numbers went way up. But you got to, before that was kind of just on the fringes. Not too many people knew about The Observer until the internet.
Really did. Everybody
then,
in the,
you know, a well, lot in the of business, yeah. Fans, really, except the really hardcore.
Well, why would you be reading it if you're not a fan? Yeah, I like movies, but I'll read the Wrestling Observer.
Next is from Brian Dunlop, our resident booker. Uh-huh. Subject is Don Callis, the best non-wrestler in AEW. Hello, K100. Currently watching the November 11th episode of AEW Collision. Now doing a lot of aimless scrolling online while watching. It seems I'm going to miss some spots and even the results of matches. I did watch an entire Hangman Adam Page promo without any internet searching, but then I went right back to scrolling when it was done. But what really made me watch tonight was an in-ring promo from Don Callis, hyping up the Don Callis family and talking smack to Paul White. The promo felt good for me as a longtime wrestling fan and made me more interested in tonight's product. I didn't look away and saw an FTR promo immediately after without going back to scrolling. It woke me up a bit. Now I'm getting to watch Collision's main event, and I feel more invested in watching. This got me thinking, is Don Callis the best on-screen non-wrestler in AEW history?
Yeah. Yes. Easily.
Hey, what a Mark question, because like they've been around for a long time.
Well, here's the non-wrestlers. Years. Here's his competition, okay?
Not Prince Nana.
Prince Nana. Abraham, what's this guy's name?
Abrahantes.
The guy with the Mickey Mouse gloves?
Right, Abraham Abrahantes.
Dan, what's his name was there? I can't think of his name.
Oh, Dan Lambert.
Yeah.
Dan Lambert was up
there. He was there for a while.
Whatever happened to Dan Lambert?
I'll tell you who's better than Don Callis.
Who?
J.R. Reynolds.
Whatever happened to the Dan Lambert?
Paige Van Zandt.
The Brandi Rhodes angle. Remember they were like,
remember when she slapped Shaq? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Remember when she slapped Shaq? I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
Oh my God. All right. But Callis, absolutely. He definitely cuts a great heel promo.
And I was going to say him and Christian, but Christian wrestles now. So
you got to watch Don back when he was in NWA TNA like 20 years ago. He was cutting great promos then too, when he was like the on-screen authority figure.
Don's always been great. He's smart, he's witty, and I like how he dresses. That Frankenstein scar adds a little, a little bit to the whole, mystique. Good job, DC.
Speaking of Lambert, he brought Van Zandt, and they should bring Paige Van Zandt back to AEW, but I doubt it's ever going to happen, because it was in the news recently that she made more money in 24 hours on OnlyFans than the entire rest of her career. So
yeah,
there's no reason for her to do anything. Yeah, I saw
that. Pretty funny. Sean Strickland cut a promo on her.
What did he say?
Basically, the only reason he made more money is because nobody wants to see you fight. They want to see you shake your ass, basically.
Yeah.
They would say women's MMA is a joke. That got a lot of that. And
I wouldn't go that far.
I wouldn't either, but it triggered the male feminist, so it was a good tweet.
Right. You're like me, bro. You love seeing them go nuts.
I love the male feminist.
I can't believe you said this. Oh, no, you didn't. Yeah,
I'm standing up for women,
Right.
Disco, if you'd like to get a look at Paige Van Zandt, you can always go into the Robert Perry Memorial section of the Discord.
Oh, they have that in there?
A lot.
Next is some Vinny's. This is Vinny from Chicago. It was an honor to meet Conan and Impact in Chicago a few weeks ago. Two-part question. Does MJF have to go to WWE in 2024? Not only for more money, but for the opportunity to become WWE's top heel after Roman leaves to do acting. If MJF leaves AEW, will there be a sharp decline in ratings for AEW? Tony will probably have Orange Cassidy become AEW champion and keep the title for a year or two. It can't be good for ratings and ticket sales. Thoughts? And thanks for all the awesome Patreon content. I think MJF has to go to WWE, because if they let him do this shtick where he's talking about with the great bidding war of 2024, bro, if he goes to WWE after cutting this promo for 2 years, he's going to be like one of their top guys, like right off, like automatically.
Not only
right
that, and Tony's going to look really bad for letting him do it. Unless he signed something that said, hey, I'm going to stay here for 3 more years. I would never have him say that, because you're going to look bad when he leaves. But here's something that's very interesting. So when LAX's contract was up, they were like, what should we do? And so we were going over the possibilities. But there was a part of me that wanted them to stay with me, because I was staying. And they were just like, bro, we've done everything we can do here. And I was like, you're right. Bro, he's done everything he can do. He's world champion, tag team champion. You know, he's done everything. He should go over there and then maybe come back or stay there. You know what I'm saying?
He's tailor-made for that company.
He really is.
Yeah. You know? He's tailor-made. He's a good actor.
Great sports entertainer.
And what's the one spot that the top guys have to be able to fill? The 10-minute promo segment in ring, which not a lot of guys in the business are good at. he's been doing it regularly for like the past. He's been grooming himself for that spot. You know, it's just like, right. He's been practicing.
Almost like he's been auditioning.
Right.
Like, look at what I can do.
Practicing.
Right.
Is the word I would use, you know?
I'd use both.
Yeah. Joe, if you ever land a girl and want to procreate, you know what you need, right?
Hey, what do I need?
The Legacy Test Stack, of course.
Listen to this
customer testimony from Alec in Virginia, who gave us permission to read this on the air. This is from our friends at LegacySubs.com. I'm a father of one, which came with ease. We've been trying to have another kid for 3.5 years now. I tried multiple things, including fertility drugs, but with no luck. I've been using the Test X9 and T-Assist for a month now, and I went to the doctor and took a sperm sample. My count was at 80%. It's never been anywhere close to that before. My wife took a pregnancy test 2 days later, and now she's pregnant. I don't know for sure if it's because of the products, but it's the only thing I've done differently, and all signs point to this being a key to my family's new expected child, and there are no words to express how much I appreciate that. I'm very particular about what supplements I use, but when I saw that Nick Aldis was behind this, I knew it had to be quality, so you have a loyal customer for life, unquote. I think that testimony says more than we ever could, so get your baby maker and go to LegacySubs.com and use the code K100 for 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySubs.com and the code K100 for 10% off. You got to give these products a try.
Yeah, and we get guys sending us pictures of weight that they've lost, people telling them that they use it when they got to study and concentrate. So they've been with us how long, Joe? 2 years?
A couple of years, yeah. And don't forget Jay Baca, who we had on our roundtable this week, longtime listener, is just an avid user of Legacy Subs. He came on, he looked a lot skinnier, and we found out he lost 70, 80 pounds down from, you know, 380 or whatever. He's trying to get down further, but that's an amazing amount of weight to lose, and he looks good.
Get all your nutrients, all your supplements. They also have a woman's line done by Mickey James. You can check that all out at LegacySubs.com. Boom.
Next is from Vinny.
Timothy.
From Timothy Cologne. Subject is SmackDown on November 10th. Hi, K100. SmackDown was good on November 10th. Damage Control grew to 5 members. I don't recall a group of this size before from WWE. Why do you think large female groups haven't been used before? Do you think there will even ever be an NWO-level female group? Also, just want to mention that the Santos turn on Rey was great. Great emotion from Santos and Zelina. Hopefully Santos gets a world title push. It would be great if Cody comes out in WWE to align himself with Santos. Do you guys like Santos? Did you guys like Santos and the segment? Thanks, and that's from TC. I thought it was excellent. Yeah, I thought it was done really well. What'd you think, Conan?
I thought that it was a little bit rushed. I thought they should have let it burn a little bit more. But obviously, Ray needed the operation, so they might have. I don't know if that's when they were actually going to do it or not. But you know,
I thought everybody
was good in their role.
How long is Ray out for?
As I said previously, if you were listening, 6 to 8 weeks.
6 to 8. Oh, so it's MCL string.
A meniscus tear.
Yeah, tear. Torn MCL. That's usually 8 weeks. Next is from Ultra Frog Roller Frog. Subject is Gunther versus Lesnar. Hey, K100. I'm sure you guys don't read the dirt sheets, but the info leaked over this past week that the current plan for WrestleMania is Gunther versus Brock Lesnar in an Intercontinental title match. I was wondering how would K100 book the finish? If Lesnar wins, it means the Intercontinental title is off TV until the next week's stadium show if Lesnar loses. If Lesnar loses, that's another high-profile loss for him. On the other hand, if Gunther wins, then it means he's beat his last real competition. It then is back to the mid-card for him. I think the match would be cool to see, but I would love to know who and how you guys would pick to go over. I think you absolutely have to have Gunther go over. Brock doesn't need any wins. He shows up at part-time. He does good TV, gets ratings. It's just Brock is there for the money and the numbers, the ratings that he brings to the show.
And plus, you solidify Gunther as a top guy, and Lesnar's shown in the past that losses don't matter. People love his mystique, his aura, and he always brings it, and they'll be interested in the next guy he wrestles.
Right. Plus, he'll do good TV leading up, beating up those the other Imperium guys, like those poor guys. But they probably saw that as like, oh, great. We got to get beat up by Brock for a month to set up for this match, right? There's an interesting one. It's from Lyon McCarthy. The subject is Rules of Wrestling. Hey, guys, I watch clips here and there of AEW as I can't handle full shows anymore. Your reviews keep me informed without wasting my time. Anyway, I just watched a clip of the Kingdom in a match on Rampage, and straight away they decide to have both of them in the ring battering the jobbers. Aubrey starts counting, and for the life of me, I thought it was a five count, but she continued on, and then one of them went for the pin, and she just stopped her count and did the pin. Anyway, my question, do they just make cockamamie rules up as they go along for any random match for no reason? It's things like this which tend to make the company look like a joke for me. Here's a link if you want to see it. It's 3 minutes and 42 seconds, but your match starts at 1 minute and 38 seconds and lasts about 50 seconds. Pull it up, Joe. I want to see this. Anyways, keep up the good work. That's from Lyon. So go to 1 minute 38.
I got it.
Stop it. Oh! Matt Taylor with a big leg lariat at that time, and Mike Bennett.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Not going to be a good night for Los Suavecitos. Very unprofessional conduct. I believe they were... Oh, drinking before the match. They're already loaded in the ring.
Well, Suavecitos in trouble. Pick up. Oh!
Oh, yes.
If this is Neck Awareness Month or No Neck November, what are they trying to do to a kid?
They're making them aware of their necks.
I guess they are.
You see, just watch this.
Oh!
How does your neck feel now?
That's the neck check. And that's it.
All right. I didn't know. What I did notice is that they didn't lay this out very well. Okay. They should have like clobbered the one guy and just shit canned him from the ring, beat up the other guy, you know, threw him out of the ring as the other guy comes back in the ring and takes the finish.
I don't understand. He said that it looked like she did a five count. I just saw three.
Well, she just stopped counting. They were just double two. There was no like, get out of the ring, stop double two. They just let her, you know, it was just, that's why I said that was, it was poorly laid out. It made the referee look bad. Even though it was quick, you don't really notice that because it's a squash. But if you're being very technical, that they didn't lay that out very well. Because like they said, they buried the finish. Bro, remember like when they were, you know, they were letting the Lucha guys just use the Lucha tag rules in matches where other guys were like doing the tags. And it was just very confusing. Because like, brothers, like I said, there was, when you don't have production meetings, quality control suffers and things like that happen. You know, would you agree with that, Conan?
I find it very hard to believe they don't have production meetings of some sort.
They don't. I'm not lying. Nexus from why would you be surprised? Like everything, like
because
like
how the mistake can you run like a TV production without a production meeting? That's like, bro.
They just get the format and they give it to the people.
That would almost be like a coach going into a locker room and going, "Hey, go out there and play." There's no strategy. There's no, you know. Everybody go out and play at the same time. There's no, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's a production you've been
in.
How could you have been at Impact and there not have been a production meeting or WCW? How could we have run a TV show?
I'm aware of that, but I'll say this. I would say it a little bit differently. Okay.
This is a TV show.
I'm aware of that. I would say this. Okay. Is that not having a production meeting to me is the equivalent of not having any practice during the week in football, and you just show up for the game, and the coaches get in the booth and just start calling the plays. You're going to have, there's going to be some holes in the plays you call. There's going to be mistakes made, which is what. But you can do it without practice. So these guys still know how to play football. That's what I'm saying. You can do it without a production.
Who would do that?
But bro, you just see segments go long. a segment
the
will pop up
endings.
And it'll be in the picture in a picture. Well, they'll be doing a promo in the middle of the picture. Right? That's what happens when you don't have production meetings, but the show still airs. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like, it just airs with his thing.
But you
right?
could do better if you had a production meeting. That's Absolutely. Where you organize everything. Yeah.
Absolutely. That's where you quality control. You say, wait, right. why are we doing this? If like
That's the exact word, quality control.
Like sometimes when they have the exact same angle twice in the show where the guy's like sneaking up on the guy to hit him and he turns around and like, and you do it 30 minutes later with two other guys, like, you know, that's what happens when you don't have production meetings. But like the show goes on, but like you said, the mistakes like that.
I find that very hard to believe, bro.
Well,
even though you're telling me it, I still find it hard to believe.
Well, trust All right. me. next is from Roy Lucier. Oh, here we go. He's going to be coming off to do the Mexican Minute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, fellas. Oh, the favorite rap hip-hop albums. Hey, fellas, as usual, thanks for the content for being my shotgun while I'm truck driving during the week. I've heard multiple times the show you guys list your favorite rock albums of all time, and I was wondering if you would list your top three rap or hip-hop albums of all time that you could listen from start to finish. Personally, I got NWA Straight Outta Compton along with Eazy-E, Easy Does It, and Slick Rick, The Great Adventures. The final one I listed is my personal favorite in Conan. You remember a group from the mid-80s called the LA Dream Team. That's a Roy Lucier from Sacramento, California. I do not have a favorite rap hip-hop album because I've never listened to one start to finish, so I can't even comment on this.
Do you remember the LA Dream Team, Joe?
I don't. No. That's new. That's new to me.
They were like West Coast pioneers.
Before NWA, the 80s. Right? Yeah, before NWA.
Yeah. They were hot in the 80s, and there was one guy called Snake Puppy, and the other guy's name was Rudy Pardee. They had two songs that were nonstop rotation on the West Coast. The Dream Team is in the house in Rockberry for all you Cali fans. Boom.
top albums, I would say Snoop Dogg, Doggy Style, Biggie, Life After Death, probably Machiavelli, Tupac Machiavelli. What about you, Connor?
100% The Chronic. That's
I know. It was hard to leave off. It was hard to leave off. Yeah.
Number two, this is a masterpiece and it still holds true. And A Chef's Kiss, Public Enemy, It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold This Back. And a tie between Life After Death, Biggie, and All Eyes on Me, Tupac.
We had to leave Wu-Tang off. Wu-Tang Forever, the double album. You know, like, holy shit. And the first
one. Next is from our boy Jared Aviat. Subject is Josh Alexander wasting his time. Hi, K100 fam. Hope everyone's doing well. Just want to talk about Josh Alexander's future in the biz. Great performer, good in the mic, one of the few wrestlers who is super intense and quite believable with what he does. However, he's had a history of serious injuries and has a lot of wear and tear on the body. Now that Impact is having yet another absurd identity crisis and things seem to be unstable yet again in the company with its future, does the crew think Josh Alexander is wasting away in Impact and should go into greener pastures, perhaps in WWE NXT very soon? Thank you, and that's best from Jared. I haven't seen any of his work, to be honest with you. I'm not familiar with
Josh. How does Josh Alexander, can you check, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
How is he the worker, Cody? What's your take on him?
Very good.
Right?
And he's good. He's good on the mic, you know, just... He doesn't come off as a big star to me. Like, he comes off to me as a top mid-card guy.
He's 36 years old.
36.
Yeah, next is some William Molina Jr., subject is Montreal Screwjob. Hello, K100 crew. I've examined Eric Bischoff's remarks regarding the infamous Montreal Screwjob. Notably, Bischoff advocated for Bret Hart to engage professionally and indicated his fundamental agreement with Vince McMahon's controversial decisions during Survivor Series 97. He even suggested that Hart's perception of himself as a Canadian hero might be somewhat misguided. In light of this, I have two questions. Number one, hypothetically, if Eric Bischoff were to encounter a similar scenario as Vince McMahon did, was his approach mirror McMahon's, or would he opt for a different course of action? why are you asking us that? Hypothetically, that's a question for Eric Bischoff, okay? Now, number two, I'm particularly interested in understanding the perspectives of Disco Inferno and Conan regarding this event, how they initially react to the Montreal incident, and has their viewpoint evolved over time, reflecting on it now with the benefit of hindsight?
Let me phrase that in another way too, because normally you would see something like that and you guys being in wrestling would go, it's probably a work, like Disco said with Pillman. So when that story came out and you're being told like, no, this is real. Like, did you believe it right away? Or were you skeptical?
I just found it very interesting that the inmates are running the asylum here in this case. Like I've never been at a level before where I could tell them, I'm not losing to this guy. Like, the booker always told the guys to finish. You were getting paid, so you did what you were told.
Yeah.
These guys are getting paid, and they don't do what they're told. They're telling you what they're going to do. That's without any creative control in their contract.
Well, Brett had creative control in his last 30 days.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Okay, well then what? Then they screwed them. Well, yeah. Okay, they did. Now, yeah. in that case, if I was like, if they wanted to get the belt onto Sean, mm-hmm. and Brett was exercising creative control and didn't want to lose to Sean, I said, Brett, well, who will you lose to? Okay, it's Sid. All right, we'll just do the job to Sid.
He gave them
Sean
options.
Sean will beat Sid. It's like, you know, that's what I would options, do. Yeah. Right.
He said Austin, Sid. He said, I'll lose to the Brooklyn Brawler and MSG. I don't care. I'm not because Sean originally said, I'll never let him.
Well, here's the thing. When it originally happened, I was like, okay, I'm not sure if it's a work. Once he showed up in WCW, I said, there's no way this could be a work unless Vince is sending him. But what really changed my mind is, you know, I worked for Brett's dad in Stampede for Stu. And so Brett kind of knew me from there. And he told me the whole fucking story. You know, mm-hmm. he told me, yeah, we got into a fight. I pulled his fucking hair. And then he was telling me that he told him, yeah, I'm never going to do a job for you. And when he brought him in front of Vince, he lied. He goes, I never said that. Mm-hmm. And so he really had a lot of disdain for Sean.
And for the legend in pro wrestling lore, you also taught Brett the Sharpshooter, right? You taught him how to put it on?
That's not lore. That's true.
Well, you know what I mean. Like a legend, if you will.
Next is from Jose Sanchez. Subject is AAA AEW relationship. Hey K100, hope everyone's doing well, even the wimp twerp Joe. I have a question for Coney regarding the relationship between AAA and AEW. From a fan's perspective, it kind of seems like the relationship benefits AEW more than AAA. AEW is a pretty bad habit of pulling guys from your show more often than not, which sounds like it creates more booking problems for Conan. And recently they've begun bringing in talent from CMLL. Once again, I'm just a fan. I don't know what Conan AAA knows, so just curious if any of my thoughts are valid. As always, love the show and nothing but respect for Conan and I guess Disco. Thanks, and that's for Jose Sanchez from Queens. He spelled it Queebs. Is it B next to the N? Yes, it is. Queens, New York. P.S. Disco, I didn't appreciate my last email not being fully read. I was given what I thought were sincere condolences to the Braves once again blowing it in the playoffs. Never there, then I will be the bigger man and still gift you all six seasons of Queen of the South, which Conan has confirmed is based on your life. Suspend this guy.
Yeah, I agree. He's always very disrespectful.
Right. Very disrespectful. So 2 weeks of 2 weeks in the can for disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
Conan, do you have any, what's your thoughts on this guy's email about the relationship between AAA and AEW?
Well, it doesn't benefit AEW more than us because we actually get screwed more than they do. I mean, for number one, they have most of our wrestlers on their contract, which means their shows take priority. So if all of a sudden, and this happened to me not too long ago, he came up with a show nobody knew about till like the last 2 or 3 weeks. And then he pulled, you know, a Pentagon from a show and we were fucked. And he's pulled other people in the past. So I don't know how they're, you know, yeah. What was the fucking question?
What's the relationship like?
Yeah. And is it
relationship is good. At the end of the day, the people that are under contract, he can use over the dates that we have. Okay. The problem is there've been times in the past where somebody gets hurt or, you know, or he comes up with a show last minute and he says, hey, I need these people. And that does hurt us, you know? And the fact that we put titles on people that were never available because he was using them on pay-per-views or TV, you know? But our relationship is cool. You know, he can work with whoever he wants to work with.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.